We're continuing to look at this dramatic story of Paul's shipwreck in Acts chapter 27. We're looking at verses 21 through 26, but let me pick up at verse 24. An angel has appeared to Paul, and here's what he tells him in verse 24. God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. I told you yesterday that I think I can say this without being out of bounds. If Paul had not been aboard that grain ship, every single one of them would have died. Look at the angel's message again. God has graciously given you, Paul, the lives of all who sail with you. God makes an amazing statement there, doesn't he? He has graciously given everybody else's survival because of Paul. The Greek word Luke uses for graciously is charismai. Now, you may recognize the root word charis, or, as we know, grace in that word. The angel is saying God has gifted the lives of everybody else aboard to you. Charismai is found over 20 times in the New Testament. Paul uses it in Galatians 3:18, where he writes, "For if the inheritance depend on the law, then it is no longer depending on the promise. But God in his charismai, his grace, gave it to Abraham through a promise." In his charismai, God gave Abraham the promise of eternal life. Do you know who the Israelites owed their promises of salvation? Abraham. God gifted him that promise and applied it to Israel's hundreds of years later. Do you know who all of us owe the promises of salvation to? Yes, Abraham. How important was Abraham to God's plan? He was absolutely essential. Even Moses wasn't granted the promises of eternal life and had those promises extended to Israel, but Abraham did. Well, back to our story. About 300 people owed their predicted survival to the Apostle Paul's presence on board that battered ship. God had graciously given their lives to Paul. Friends, that's just astounding. Well, let's look at the next two verses. So Paul says, "Keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some land." For a second time in just moments, Paul tells everyone, "So keep up your courage." But there's a vast difference between the men maintaining courage because they have done all that they can for themselves to try to survive the storm versus relying on a message from an angel to a prisoner. But that's where things stood. Paul says, "I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me." Consider this, friends. Paul and his fellow shipmates have no other reason for hope. All of their efforts to survive the violent storm have proven useless. They have done all they can to no avail. Their efforts have proven futile. So what remarkable boldness Paul shows us here. He stands on the deck of a doomed ship and says, "I have faith in God." The only reason he has hope for himself and the rest of this group is that God has spoken to him by an angel. And get this, he's telling them that their only hope is that he has had this vision and he expects them to put faith in it. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.